today's show by remembering guitarist Jimmy Rainey. He died 1 week ago of a heart attack at the age of 67. Guitarist John Abercrombie described Rainey as an almost classical-style player whose improvisations sounded like fugues, meticulous and beautiful. Early in his career, Rainey played with the big bands of Woody Herman and Artie Shaw. In the 50s, he played with the Stan Getz Quintet and the Red Norvo Trio. He went on to make more than 50 albums under his own name. We're listening to a 1953 recording with Stan Getz. Rainey grew up in Louisville, moved to New York, and returned to Louisville in 1968. I heard him play solo at a restaurant in Louisville in 1990. It was a good day for him. He could hear himself play. Rainey had a degenerative ear disease that had left him a few years before deaf in one ear with only intermittent hearing in the other. Later that day, I asked Rainey how his hearing loss affected his ability to play.
The trick is, I can play solo even when I can't hear it, when it sounds wrong, because it does something else that's not mentioned in any of the medical books. It makes you tone deaf.
So what does that mean? You can hear sound, but you can't differentiate the tone?
I can't tell the notes. I sometimes can't tell the instruments. I can't tell if it's really bad. I can't tell whether they're playing rock or Mozart or jazz or. I can only tell it's organized sound rather than noise.
Huh. On the days when your hearing's good, do you ever go back to listen to your own records?
Not so much. I don't want to sound modest, but when my ears are working, there's other things I'd rather hear than myself. But sometimes I'll play something that I really haven't listened to for a long time. Like, I did an album in 1976 called Live in Tokyo, which was actually pretty good for me because it was live and it was good engineers and it was a good hall in Tokyo. So I listened to a couple of those the other day. It was okay.
First guitarist to take, you know, the modern jazz sound, the bop sound, and incorporate that onto guitar. Was it particularly challenging to do that on guitar?
Technically it was a little bit, because Tal and I arrived at a similar solution independently.
Tal Farlow.
Mm-hmm. And he said in public, and I've said it too, well, we're both trying to play like Charlie Parker and Bud Powell, and it's that's the way it came out. Well, that's true. I mean, my ambitions at that point were no more than to be a Charlie Parker, Bud Powell interpreter. I mean, when I was that age, because that was hard enough, God knows. If I could really play good bebop that was really correct the way they did it, I would have been, that was more than, that was a high ambition, for, you know, and I happened to play guitar. And I got a good reputation out of that because no one else did it on guitar, with the exception of Tal.
You didn't become an orthodox bopper. I mean, you really have an affection for song form and melody. Do you know what I mean? Not just harmonics of bop.
But I never tried to be original, too. That's another thing. I tried to be better all my life. My only grail was, in the sense of a quest, was the search for quality. I'm not saying that I have it, but that's my quest was, not originality. I figure originality would come if you're good enough. And if it didn't, at least you would be good.
Guitarist Jimmy Rainey. He died last week at the age of 67. Our interview was recorded in 1990. Our thanks to John Gregory at Station WFPL in Louisville.